Today we're here for the Age Friendly Summit, which is a statewide summit that we're hosting here in Portland at the Asian Community Health Services Center. And we chose this facility because the idea of participating in community is really what we're getting at. Age Friendly is an opportunity for everyone across the state to get involved in making their community more age friendly and more effective. So a community that's walkable, that has health care, that has the opportunity for people to go to parks, to participate in their community in a social frame, and to be included and to be inclusive. So regardless of what the age of the individual, whether it's 0 to 100, we want our communities in the state of Oregon to be age friendly. And all of the things that we're talking about here today really fit under an age friendly umbrella. We had the governor here, we had the mayor here, we have city officials from across the state here at the Asian Community Health Center, a place where they are striving to be age friendly and inclusive. So I would invite your listeners, every last one of them, to volunteer with AARP, to participate in their community in making their community age friendly. All politics is local. And every single person has a vested interest in participating with AARP to make Oregon age-friendly.
Why don't you go into a little bit about how individuals could help out? You know, because many people who listen at KBOO and stuff might be impaired in some way. Sure. Why don't you give them some kind of idea how they might be able to help out if that's their situation?
Sure. Pick up the phone, call Governor Brown, and tell her that they want to pull forward an age-friendly frame in the state of Oregon. We need an age-friendly designation so that every single community knows how to achieve it. So they can just pick up the phone. They can fill out a survey online on the AARP website. Any number of things touch our elected officials, they'll touch our governor, and they'll encourage people to move forward with an age-friendly frame.
Can I suggest one idea?
I'm Joyce DeMonin, Communication Director at AARP Oregon. It's not just about older people, but we do want to encourage communities to be age-friendly, because what's good for people who are 8 or 80 is good for every age.
In your daily life, think about all the things that would make it more convenient for you to live where you live. If it's a housing issue, if you've pretty much your children are gone and you're living in this big house by yourself, but you don't want to leave your community, is there housing where you can step down and live in a smaller place but not have to leave your community?
I see.
So think about, what is it that I need as I age so that I can age in place and continue to be vibrant and participatory in the community that I live in, if I love it? And 9 times out of 10, here in Oregon, we love our communities.
We love our neighborhoods and our communities. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, some of the pedestrian and bicycle advocates have been doing a great job in making our communities age-friendly. And in my neighborhood, not too far from PCC, Sylvania, we've been trying for more than 20 years to get a sidewalk on that area outside of Multnomah Village up to Barber Boulevard. It was built back in the 19th century, and it's never had sidewalks. And it's a critical arterial to connect one part of town to the other. And people walk on this path dodging cars. And because of the neighborhood activism and letters to the governor's office and letters to elected officials, after 20 years of trying, we finally are on the agenda to get a sidewalk for that area, which is such a important part to connect one part of the neighborhood to the other. Because as Ruby said, you know, as we get older, we're not going to want to dodge cars maybe as much as we used to.
We might not be as good at it.
I don't want to dodge cars. And I know now, you know, I'm walking from my part of the neighborhood over to that part of the neighborhood, and you're kind of running for your life. And so this is a really big thing. But it was because the people spoke up. And that's what we're saying. We all need to speak up. We have a positive message. We have a very positive message. We're not complaining. We're just saying we want places where people are safe, that are vibrant, that are connected, mm-hmm. and where people of all ages can have life and enjoy life together.
My name is Elaine Friesen-Strang, and I am the volunteer state president for AARP Oregon.
Okay. So how would you, for the people who are listening to this, and how would you think that they could make a difference?
I think to know what's going on in your own communities and in your own jurisdictions at the county or your town or your city level, and to speak up, to say what's important to you. What do you need to age in place? And to make that difference, to go ahead and raise your voice and to support the others who are doing that on your behalf.
When you say age in place, what do you mean?
Well, we know that most people want to stay in their own homes or in their communities mm-hmm. as they get older. But sometimes that's not possible
yeah.
because of transportation or housing or lack of access to healthy food. But yet that's what we want. So how can we make it happen for everyone?
What would you say to the people who would say that it's up to the individual families to take care of their older folks instead of the burden on making it a community factor?
Oh, I do think that there are many of us that are caregivers, and that's a fact of life. I was a caregiver for my father. But he needed more than the love and care from me. He needed a community that could meet his needs. And frankly, had he lived in a community that was more walkable, that had better transportation options, it would have enhanced his life and it would have helped me take care of him.